The Eagles are about to unveil an offense with some significantly new pieces, and here to talk about it is offensive coordinator Frank Reich on Sunday, the Eagles at Washington. Franker, I know you are as excited as we all are to see what you got on offense.
We are. I mean, we've been working hard the whole offseason. Every year's a new year, a little new chemistry, new parts, but there's nothing like putting it to the test in a regular season game.
So how are you feeling about that chemistry and those new parts?
I feel good, and it's because, it all starts with the leadership, the coaching staff, the players really believing in one another. And I think this is a unique group in that sense. I think we've had a chance to log a lot of hours in the meeting room and a lot of hours on the field, and we're ready to go.
Frank, you've been a player and a coach a long time, and you've gone through this process. Do you really know until you get into September what you truly have?
I mean, I think you, to some extent, know. Mm-hmm. And I think that, how can you not? I mean, it's like when you've been in this business this long and been around players and done this thing so many times, it's always going to be put to the test. It's the most one of the most competitive industries there is. Mm-hmm. So the results are crazy, but the kind of team you have, who you want to be. And those are the exciting things going into the season.
All right, let's talk about some of those pieces. Carson Wentz, year number two, the difference in him from January 1st against the Dallas Cowboys to now in September 2017.
I just think Carson has made huge strides. And I like to look at it like this. I don't think as a player, I think it's unrealistic to go from, step one to step 10, in 1 year. But whatever strides you can make in 1 year, I think Carson has exceeded those. I think he's worked extremely hard. I think he's fresh, physically strong, has developed great leadership on this team and in this city, and I think it's exciting for all of us.
And on the other side of that coin there, the defensive coordinators out there have spent the entire offseason looking for weaknesses in his game. So how do the Eagles, you, the coaching staff, and Carson counter understanding what the defenses are trying to do to him?
Yeah, and as great of a player as we think Carson will be and as good as he already is, one of the things that we believe in and take a lot of confidence in is the fact that it doesn't revolve around any one individual. So they can look, and they should look, just as we look at players individually. But the strength of our team is going to be just that. It's going to be, and our unit offensively is going to be the 11 guys together working play by play. So Carson, obviously, a very key ingredient to that. So, they're going to look and examine and find weaknesses. But he's got a lot of guys who have his back, and that's a good thing for him and for us.
And more guys than last year, so the multiplicity, the versatility of the offense, I guess, is critical. If plan A doesn't work, then you go to plan B, and we have more players here to get to more plans.
No doubt. And like you said, the key pieces, when you think about, bringing in Alshon and Torrey, Alshon, a proven playmaker in this league, Torrey, a proven guy who can take the top off of defense, Nelson having a great spring, and everyone's fired up about what he's going to contribute in a great training camp. The running back by committee thing has been we feel very good about it. We think it's a strength. We don't look at that as we're excited about deploying these guys' talents. And then, of course, our tight ends. So looking at an opportunity to use all this behind a very good offensive line, it's just let's go. Let's get Sunday to be here.
Frank, Washington's been tough. They're really good down there. Ryan Kerrigan's been a beast. What do you make of what you've seen from Washington's defense?
Yeah, Kerrigan, he has been tough. I mean, he's been a nemesis to this team. I have great respect, for their defense, for their team. They've done a lot of good things. I don't know Greg Minuski personally that well. I know him a little bit just from being in the business for a while together, and have a lot of respect for him. I think he's an excellent defensive coordinator. I think there will be some changes to what they did last year. So, and then, they got to play. You got a premier corner, Kerrigan. I think the defense will be fired up under this new scheme. It's always, you have a little bit more juice coming under a new scheme. They're home opener for them, so we got to neutralize that.
Yeah, is what you've seen in the preseason vastly different than what they did previously defensively?
They really haven't shown much in the preseason. Right. And if I was a coordinator, I'd play it the same way, almost like we did last year. When you're a new coordinator, you play it like that. You don't want to show too much. You don't want to show all your quote-unquote new tricks. You want to go in. We're having a look at when he was the coordinator at you know, the Indianapolis Colts,
yeah.
and how much of that carries over. Yeah, some of it, but you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to use it, and he's trying to use that to his strength.
The key, of course, is starting fast, finishing strong. So, dumb question, but how do you start fast and finish strong?
You play good football. You don't
yeah.
try to do too much too fast. I think you got to mix it up. You got to execute. We want to put the players in a position to do that. And I think one of the keys early in a game is you just don't want to – you got to make plays on offense, but at the same time, you just got to avoid the big mistake. You want to avoid the sack on first and 10. You know, last year we went in there, you know, we planned to open the game up with a deep ball, and we end up getting sacked. Those are the kind of things you got to avoid.
All right, so look for a deep ball on first down and 10 on Sunday. Eagles open the season.
Somewhere along the game. There yeah, might be one.
All right, Frank, listen, good luck on Sunday. Good luck this season. Thanks for joining us here. Frank Reich, Eagles offensive coordinator in studio.